two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL Unrivaled Players Club, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Got a question for you, speaking of banking, Alex.
Yeah, what do you got?
So, this is a real thing. This did happen, by the way. Okay? A family in Virginia found a big, giant bag of money in a duffel bag. Well, it was like more like a plastic bag. No identification. It's all cash. It's a million dollars.
They found it
on the side of the road. Country road, driving down the country road.
Yeah, that's one you want to stay away from.
No one's going to know.
Okay. Hold on.
No one's around.
Except for the murderers.
There's no murderers. There's no nothing.
If it was a duffel bag, I'm already like, maybe. Okay. But a plastic garbage bag full of $1 million, those are people who are doing murdering. Okay?
How do you know what the question is?
If I'm going to keep it?
Yeah, are you going to keep the money? It's $1 million. Are you going to keep the money?
It's cash money.
No one will know.
Now here's the good thing. You take it to the police department, and then they have that.
Take it to the police department.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to keep it.
Well, I know, and guess what they do? Yeah. They go, if nobody comes and claims it, here's what I do. I come back and I go, I found this $10,000. That's what I do. That's my move.
All right.
Where's the $990,000?
That's all I need to know.
There you go. So now you figured me out?
Well, no, you're being honest.
Okay. There you go.
This is a question I ask people on my podcast, Helmets Off.
If you found $1 million in a garbage bag.
I've had one person in the hundreds of people I've interviewed who says they'd actually keep the money, and I think the rest of them are lying.
Okay.
There
you go.
I think people.
Mitchell says, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all lying. Okay. Scott, I wanted to bring up something. Coach Klein is talking today. His comments at his press conference, this is business as usual. So I want you to think about it in that sense. Kalani Sitake, business as usual, just the number 13 team in the country and their head coach. Take a listen.
It's a game against Utah State and a rivalry game that we're looking forward to and missed last year. So I'm happy that we can get this game going and had some really cool interactions with Blake. And I see what he's doing as a head coach and the way he's getting his players to play. They've added some new faces to the roster, but I see a lot of familiar ones as well. So they've been impressed with what I've seen on film, the way they play the game, and they have a lot of explosive athletes. Have a lot of respect for the fan base, too. So it'll be a fun game to go up there, up in Logan, and on a Friday night. And looking forward to the game, but... we'll see how our prep goes this week. We're short a day, just like they are. So this is a new one for the season, but everyone will have to make adjustments, and we'll have to just get ready with a day less of prep.
You've done those before. The shorter weeks.
Oh yeah.
Are they that?
I'd rather get to the game. Let's go.
Okay, so you're okay.
Actually,
with the short week.
What happens is you don't have as much time, and So you have a it's a little bit more predictable what the other team's going to do. So they can't game plan as extensive as they normally can. So you typically see probably what a lot of what they did the week before. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just kind of how they do it. So it's not a bad thing, but physically it's hard. It's hard on a shorter week to get yourself ready. And you know, with Jaron, you know, being injured, it's just one less day, and time is kind of your friend just to get better. The thing that's just fascinating to me, one, is what Utah State has done in a very short period of time. I mean, really kind of turned a corner. And I think everyone was anticipating this team was going to struggle, and they weren't. But they've won some big games already this year. They lost last week, but
what's interesting is I watched the first half of that game, and they had a couple of mistakes in there. I say a couple. They had 400 yards of total offense at the half, which, by the way, I don't even think BYU's gotten to 400 yards in any of their
right.
four games, and they had 0 points. So they had 400 yards, and the CBS broadcast, I think it was like, Bill, have you ever seen a team that got 400 yards and score a point? I was like, nope, because they had a couple of missed field goals. They had a couple of missed opportunities, some turnovers there. But, you know, Boise State's also a team that will pounce on any opportunity. Yeah. And they ended up running away with the thing in the second half, and they won 27-3. But I think that they averaged 530 yards of offense, and that's a team they haven't had to face an offense like that yet. They haven't faced any of those offenses yet that have been able to put up –
A lot of those types of
numbers. Yeah. That's a top 10 offense in terms of total yards a game with Utah State. And they're 3-1, I think, well ahead of where people thought they were going to be at this time.
Yeah, and you have to respect that. You know, you can't look at it lightly, but I'm hearing Kalani, I'm hearing Jaron, and talking about this big rivalry game, and I don't know that I completely believe it.
Do you think they have to kind of tell themselves to get up for the game?
In
recent memory, though, BYU's been beaten badly by Utah State. Yeah. These guys were around for some of those beatings.
No, I get that. I just feel like, come on, is this a way to just keep yourself focused and dialed in
Let me educate you on the Utah State rivalry.
There is one rivalry, okay? I don't want to hear Boise State. I don't want to hear Utah State. There is one rivalry here, and it's Utah and BYU. And it is, okay? That's the only rivalry. And I'm talking.
Okay, but they can't play every week.
No, I know,
and
but
there's
you don't,
levels. You know, there's levels
of right. No,
you know that there's USC is kind of a rival.
End
of you guys.
No, it's not.
Right?
It's not. No, oh, it's not? Come on. No,
it's gonna be two bad teams taking on each other this year in the Coliseum.
And it's looking that way. That's for sure. I just think you have your right. Look, Michigan, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. You just have your rival. You do.
Yeah, but
USC.
UCLA
is
the
rivalry.
Think about the
end
Big
of
Ten.
Discussion.
The Big Ten. They're playing for like an axe one week, a wooden barrel the next, grandpa's old bottle of cough syrup one of the other weeks.
All contrived. Come on.
I know.
It's all contrived.
But that's because they've been playing it for 100 years. Well, and that's the same thing with Utah State and BYU. Just let them have the wagon wheel, man.
No, it's a proximity thing. It's in the state of Utah, but it's not.
I will say this. I will concede this. If there are – I get that BYU's most important rivalry is Utah. No one would disagree with that. But –
it's not a most imp- – it's a rival. End of discussion. Okay. There's no rivals.
More than one?
No.
Scott, I've watched the A-Team. I've watched – look, think about those 80s action
shows. Where did the A-Team come
I'm telling you what. I'm telling you why.
Please.
Every episode, there's a different bad guy they got to beat, right? And it's just like for that week, that's the most important bad guy.
But he's not their rival bad guy. Like the A-Team probably has one.
But think about – okay, He-Man. So go back to the 80s cartoons. Who was He-Man's – the guy who's always fighting?
I have no idea who.
Skeletor. And that's Utah BYU.
You got to go like Superman and
same thing. Batman.
Lex Luthor.
But see, Batman had all sorts of guys he was going up against. But who was his main rival?
Was
it the Penguin or the Joker?
It was the Joker.
But see, Penguin's like a pretty good one.
But he's a good one.
Penguin
but he's
is
not
the Utah State
rival.
Penguin is the Utah State. Colder up there.
Yes.
Has a weird laugh. They're a little bit shorter. Yeah.
they have fins.
Their ice cream is not nearly as good as BYU's. It's fine. I'm okay. And in terms of actual,
they didn't make movies.
I know.
Penguin.
They made movies. They did. No, Danny DeVito was the Penguin.
It was Batman. Look, they made movies of the Joker because the Joker is the rival.
Okay, listen. I'm glad we had this discussion. I'm glad I could educate you on this. And here's another thing. Ready? in terms of rivalries, in terms of teams that are of importance, and you do, you have to tell yourselves that these are in-state rivals. These are the guys playing the games. They know that they're in-state rivals.
You don't have to tell yourself
Yes,
this.
You do.
No, you don't.
Well, you don't have to tell Jaren Hall. Well, it's not really a rival, is it? Of course they are. You know what? The Utah State, they're like, oh, we have... Kalani was like, we really respect that fan base. No, they don't. No, they don't. That's like the meanest fan base. You know why? Utah and BYU can come together on one thing, that Utah State has some bad fans, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely, okay? Now, in terms of important rivalries, it goes like this for BYU. Utah, number one, far and away. And I know you say it's a rival and that's the end of the discussion.
Yes.
But after that, because guess what? Over the next few years, you don't get to play your most important rival. But guess who you do get to play? I think the next most important one is Boise State. And then after that, it's Utah State. That's the order of important games for BYU.
Okay, they're not rival.
But
that's
how
not
could
their
they?
Rival.
But if your rival's not going to play you every year because they act like they're too important,
that's what makes them your rival. Because you, and it upsets you, right?
Yeah. When was the last time Ohio State and Michigan said
you,
not this year, not for the next 4 years? Because I got other games I got to play.
I guarantee you, if BYU does not play Utah State on its schedule, they don't sit there and go, "Oh man, we really wish we had that Utah State game."
You are so
because they're just
can
our rival,
just let,
and we
can
just
you let. Utah has extra rivals, and you're trying to pretend like they don't because they talk about.
I don't.
Kyle
think,
Whittingham said it. Which rival? Which rival? BYU. That's our in-state game.
And that statement alone tells you that BYU is their rival. That he's ignoring it.
Utah. Washington State's turning into a rivalry. Fight going back and forth. Lots of fights
Utah,
in that game.
Utah, Washington State. Wow.
Let's take the break here.
I think Oregon State's Utah's new rival.
Uh-oh.
I mean, if we just can have any rival we want.
It could be a tough game this year.
Although
man.
Arizona
Wait,
State.
Wait, are they playing Oregon State this year?
They are in Corvallis.
Oh.
I think Arizona State maybe is Utah's new rival. Maybe Colorado.
Hey, you guys tried to sell Utah
Everybody
as,
on
as
our
a
schedules
rival.
Now are
You
rival.
Tried to sell Colorado as a rival. All right, we'll come back next hour. Guess what? We got some Jazz to talk about. Ben Anderson, our Jazz insider from KSLSports.com, is going to chat with us. What do we need to know going into the preseason a couple of weeks from now on this Utah Jazz team? Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.